Welcome to this very special edition of Bottega Live, a full hour of Rebecca Todd. I'm Addie Wunsch. Growing up in the small town of Benson, North Carolina, Rebecca Todd has been surrounded by music for as long as she can remember. Then she moved to Wilmington. She is a gifted performer with a natural, soulful, and effortless voice. She's on Bottega Live. Let's get to it.
These songs I wrote with an amazing band, the original Odyssey out of Greenville. And so if you hear me singing little lines, I'm singing the horn lines that my horn players wrote for me. So this is a song called Old Days.
Since you left, my life has been a wreck.
Every day I'm searching for your laughter. I thought I heard you calling in the crowd. And every night before I lay me down to sleep, I pray I hear you call my name out loud. And all that's left is everything you couldn't take with you. Leaving's never as easy as it seems. About traveling all around the U.S. in a pickup truck. And if you know anything about traveling in a pickup truck, you cannot lean the seats back to sleep. So when you have to sleep at night, and I was like super broke at this time, and we could not, you know, we didn't have a van that we could sleep in or anything. I was just in a pickup truck, so I had to sleep upright, and it was pretty terrible. So this is a song called Fog about that time. This time. So I'm not going to play any covers tonight if I can help it, because it's all, you know, on the radio, and if you play a cover, they have to pay a royalty fee or something crazy like that. What's up, Anna? So, yeah, if I can't think of something to play, I'm going to look at Logan and say, what other songs did I write? I can't remember. But until then, I'll keep going. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So let's see.
Tuned in to the February edition of Bottega Live on WHQR 91.3 FM, streaming at WHQR.org. Our only guest tonight is Rebecca Todd. This is Bottega Live on WHQR.
Definitely. Once again, thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. I'm going to play a new song, and they might have to delete it later because I actually have only played it like a few times. But it's like a newish song, and it's super like down and soft. But it's just, I don't know why I keep coming back to it. It's a very subtle lullaby.
Are you done with soundcheck yet?
Ha! Are you joking? You're joking, right? You're not joking?
No, I'm joking.
Oh my god. Sure.
Way to go, Dad.
Can I have a Baby Yoda? pretty good. It's a sake martini, in case you guys were wondering. So if I mess this up, whatever. I think I'm going to call it Baby Bottom Blues. Baby Bottom Blues, I'm nothing left of you. Sometimes I just wish that you would go. Baby Bottom Blues, my mother told me to. Baby, but I can't leave after all. You're the heroine that bites. You're the bumping in the night. You're the aching pain that brings me to a crawl. But if ever you should find that I stumble across your mind, leave me somewhere between the world. Baby Bottom Blues, I've nothing left of you. But sometimes I just wish that you would call. Baby Bottom Blues, my mother told me to. Leave you, but I can't leave after all. You're the heroine that bites. You're the bumping in the night. You're the aching pain that brings me to a crawl. But if ever you should find that I stumble across your mind, meet me somewhere between the worlds. Meet me somewhere between the water and the foam.
Thanks.
I didn't totally mess it up. It was fine. It worked out.
Okay, good.
Yay. It's on the radio. You know, if you mess up, you're like, shoot. Let's see, I'm gonna play something off of the album we put out while we were living here in Wilmington. This album is called Crooked Lines, and you can listen to it on Spotify and iTunes and Tidal and all the different places. Let's see, the first song I'm gonna play off of that one is, well, I already played Tin Roof, but Logan, what should I play next? Lightning Bugs, yes, good, thank you. So here's a song called Lightning Bugs. This song is about my hometown. My hometown is a tiny town called Benson, North Carolina. It's only about 2,000 or 3,000 people. Very, very tiny town. And I'm glad to be here in Wilmington. Here's a song called Lightning Bugs. Away into the big bright light. Freaks out when any weather happens at all. If it is not 75 and sunny, everyone's like, I'm sweaty or I'm freezing cold.
This is Bottega Live on WHQR. The Bottega Art and Wine Gallery is in Wilmington's Brooklyn Arts District at 723 North 4th Street in Wilmington. If you want to be considered for Bottega Live, send us an email at bottegalive@whqr.org. Let's hear more from Rebecca Todd. You're listening to Bottega Live.
And I'll sing the horn parts of this one too, because we have a cool trombone on this song. So I'll sing that.
Devil's gonna buy me a brand new pair of shoes. I'm gonna walk right down the street of Baton Rouge.
Sleep at night.
crooked white lines. We've been following down the road.
I'm Maddie Wunsch, and this is Bottega Live on WHQR. Thanks for tuning in. I interviewed Rebecca when she was here at Bottega. Let's listen in and learn more about her.
So I began playing music really when I was like 2 or 3 years old. I started singing. My dad bought me a guitar when I was 11, and it was just like a little Washburn black guitar. It was the best. It was probably like, you know, $40, and it was perfect, and I played it for like the rest of my life. I still have it now. But yeah, I started really playing guitar when I was 11. And being in a small town, there's not much to do except go to church. That's like the only place you can go. They have cool playgrounds and stuff, you know. So I was like 11 and I was going to church. And the church that I went to was actually a Pentecostal holiness church. My parents were not religious at all. So this was kind of their karma. Like, karma in reverse, you know, you think karma is going to be that your kids are bad, but their karma was that their kid went to church all the time and was, like, shaming them for not believing in God and things like that. So, yeah, that was a fun time for them. Not. But, yeah, I went to a Pentecostal holiness church because I thought they were really fun because they would, like, jump around and scream and fall on the floor, and I was like, what's going on? This is so entertaining. So that's what my entertainment was as an 11-year-old in Benson, North Carolina. And they also taught me how to sing harmonies because, you know, in a Pentecostal church, they are, like, tambourine, clapping, harmonies, that's it. So it was amazing. I learned how to do lots of harmonies and do lots of basically ad lib. I had no idea what I was learning at the time. I thought it was just how everybody sang in church. And that's when I went to the Baptist church down the street and I was like trying to be part of it, you know, and they weren't having it. And so, yeah, that's always been an interesting thing for me, starting out in a Pentecostal church when I visit other ones, like specifically Catholic churches. I never know what to do, because apparently you're not even supposed to really like talk to each other when you walk into the sanctuary of a Catholic church. Logan's entire family is extremely Catholic, and his parents are music directors, which is awesome. I married into a musical family. They understand my musical quirkiness, but I went to a Catholic church with them and tried to talk to a little old lady next to me, and she looked at me like, you're not supposed to talk to me in the middle of the sanctuary, because that's the time to be reverent and gather your thoughts. And I did not know, because I'm Pentecostal, so we're like, hallelujah, ah! So that's what I was raised with. So yeah, that's when I started singing. And then from there, I went to art school. And after art school, it was like, what are you going to do with your life, you know? And I was like, oh no, I made a mistake. I went to art school. What am I going to do with that?
That's Rebecca Todd talking about her life and her music. Let's get back to her music on WHQR's Bottega Live.
This is a song called Wandering Soul, and it's a song I wrote maybe 10 years ago, and it's one of the few that I don't hate playing. Like, sometimes you write songs 10 years ago and you can't stand playing them anymore because they're so like old to you. You've been playing them so long. But this is a song called Wandering Soul. So here we go.
Still a girl with flowers in her hair and a smile upon her face, but she cried on a dam with her head in her hands, 'cause she didn't believe a word you said, and I don't believe a word you say. And those in New York rooftops, they won't keep you up. Drunk, but they don't
official break. So this next song is a song that I wrote.
Any of you want to live in the mountains?
It's the same price as Sunset Park. So we got a 3-story house in the mountains. Check it out.
Yeah.
Just saying. I love Sunset Park. We almost bought a house there too. But I'm just saying, if you want to like check out the stuff in the mountains. Anyway, so we love it. We have a full acre of space. And we have like basically a studio in the basement and all of our music equipment, and we're about to start recording an album.
Yeah.
In our house. Yeah. So it's been a crazy 2 years. I couldn't have done any of it without this amazing husband of mine, Logan Tabor.
Yeah,
we're gonna put out an album soon and summarize all of that chaos for you in the form of music.
So will there be any protest songs on this year?
Oh, there might be a protest song or two. I don't know. She keeps telling me to write a protest song.
Yeah, until November.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's true. So,
let's go ahead and...
We won't name any names, but...
It's Logan.
No, it's not. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
No, anyway, just, you know. This is a fun song. We have a lot of fun playing it as a band. The song is a
I had a friend. She had a lover. Treated a mean out in the sunlight. A real nice under covers. And then one day she came home crying. Said it out, stayed out all night long. Yeah, she knows she's lying. Well, I said, well, honey, you better start walking away. Oh, cause all he's gonna give you is a broken string of pearls. Well, you should have known better right then. You had a rotten man. All he's gonna give string of pearls, yeah. Should have known better right then. You had invited me. Well, ah, yeah. Well, you know it came back just like they were. She melted again, yeah. Now she's in circles, spin around and around instead. Mm-hmm, yeah. I said, well, honey, you better start walking away. Oh, cause all he's gonna give is a broken string of pearls. Well, you should have known. Gonna get
WHQR Wilmington. Who are hustling for all these new people moving into town. So here we go. Hustle daddy, hustle mama, hustle baby, hustle daughter. Everybody let me see you hustle. Mother was a beautiful person, and sometimes I miss her and I miss her smile, but I actually look a lot like her. So when I miss her, it sounds super weird, but I just look in the mirror and I can see her. As weird as that sounds, I do look a lot like her. So I miss her all the time. I just look in the mirror and I'm like, okay, there you are. Getting a little choked up. That's okay.
It's not
So thank you. Thank you. So this is a new song, and it's called Mother's Beauty.
That's it for this edition of WHQR's Bottega Live. Tonight, we all heard the amazing Rebecca Todd. Learn more about her at RebeccaTodd.com. You can find all the Bottega Live concerts online at WHQR.org. Check out Bottega Live on Facebook, too. The Bottega Art and Wine Gallery is located in Wilmington's Brooklyn Arts District, 723 North 4th Street. This is WHQR Wilmington, 91.3 FM. Serving Myrtle Beach at 98.9 and Lumberton at 94.1. I'm Addie Wunsch. Thank you.
City people, city dreams, it got me wrong. Everyone around me has got
Let me take you back.